Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I am Mr. Mike, and you are listening to the Games Attack Audio Cast here on the Juju2Cast Network. This is episode 239, as I like to call it, Mario Mania! How's it going, everybody? I am doing fabuloso, been playing nothing but Mario Kart for the last few hours, a lot of hours today, before I even did this podcast. Oh boy, haven't played much during the week since Mario Kart. Been picking up The Legend of Zelda just to get my Guardian collectibles and stuff, and then I maybe go and do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but nothing. I haven't been really playing Zelda that much lately, but Oh, and if you didn't know, I'm already in the games that Mr. Mike has played this week, so I might as well start talking about it. So, sorry for not announcing it. I'm just jumping right into it. So, I haven't been playing that much of The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I haven't, moved forward in anything. Just collecting, building up Link as a character. Got him some new super battle armor. The Guardian armor, which you can buy from the which professor gives you the Guardian armor? It's up in that one other laboratory that you can get to, and then you can get the Guardian weapons and armor, and it's really worth it. So everybody's been telling me, and I'm telling you, save all your Guardian parts. If you haven't played this yet, or if you have and you just haven't noticed, save all your Guardian screws, springs, whatever, because they'll come in handy when you want to get Guardian armor or a Guardian buzzsaw or Guardian arrows, stuff like that. They'll protect you even more throughout The Legend of Zelda and protect you against Guardians even more, which you can be more badass, kick their asses, and steal more of their valuable parts, which you can use later throughout the game. Now that I have this Guardian armor and leveled up this Guardian armor, I'm feeling more badass than ever in this game. And it's just really, really sweet. It's really cool. but like I said, just been going once in a while, going in there, collecting, upgrading some stuff. I gotta go look for more shrines. That's my mission right now. Try to get as much shrines complete as I can, so I can get as much orbs as I can, so I can get as many hearts as I can. I want to get my 13 hearts, or so I can go into this forest and get that the Legend of Zelda sword, the mystical Legend of Zelda sword that everybody's talking about. When I get that sword, not only will I be main badass in The Legend of Zelda for all time and purpose, but, yeah, it's gonna be uber cool when I have that with my Guardian armor. But yeah, it's not just joking around, folks. That's how I'm doing it. The Hyrulean Beast. So much to know about Legend of Zelda. I even forget what the beasts are called. That's why I'm looking it up on Google, because I'm just a sad person. Zelda. Beasts. Trying to think. Can't think. I hate when I can't think. Divine Beast. There we go. I had to look that up because, you know, too much stuff in my brain. And I've been Mario Karted out so far. That's what I've been playing mostly. So, been looking for the Divine Beast. I haven't did the next Divine Beast yet, which will be the camel. I think it's the camel, or is it the elephant? No, it's the camel. The elephant I already did already. Or is it the camel? What is it in the sand dunes? What is that one? I think it is the camel. It has to be the camel, right? I'm pretty sure it's the camel, and I could just double check here and looking. Divine Beast Force. If I can get in here, if my internet connection wasn't so slappy. It's the camel. Of course they're not showing a Divine Beast. What the hell? Oh, I hate it. I think it's the camel. I'm trying to look. It's not showing me. And that sucks that it doesn't show me, but yeah, because this is the lava one. This ain't the one I'm thinking of here. And they're not doing a good job on this website to show me the right Divine Beast. Okay. Let me get out of here. Come on, why is my internet so slow? yeah, this is starting off to be a great podcast, folks. I'm sorry. I just want to get it right so I can talk about what I want to talk about here. Let's see. Okay, whatever. Whatever. I'm done. I'm getting off of this. Let me get off of this. Let's talk about some more games, shall we? Let's talk about Mario Kart 8, because, like I said, all I've been playing mostly at the end of the week, when it came out on since Friday, all I've been playing is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch. Put Zelda to the side, pretty much, except for, like I said, going and getting some artifacts from my amiibos and, you know, collecting and building up Link a little bit. But otherwise, I haven't been doing any more searching for a while. You know, taking a little break, because Mario Kart 8 has officially come out, and it is an amazing game. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch, a must-have for any Nintendo Switch owner out there, because it is a beautiful game. It's a fast-paced, beautiful game. They did a remarkable job. It is chock-full of items. I mean, characters all unlocked. You don't have to unlock any characters. You can get spare parts for your bikes, trikes, wheelie mobiles, whatever. You can get them easily by collecting coins. And of course, your characters, you can even choose your own character, your Mii character, and stuff like that. It is just remarkable. It is remarkable. There's more stages, more levels, more everything. They got battle mode now, where it's an official battle mode. It's not just going around racetracks, as I heard that the original Mario Kart 8 had done. They actually created battle arenas for you to battle for, like, balloon fight wars and stuff. I almost said balloon fight, but balloon wars and stuff like that, collecting stuff, getting shines and stars and stuff. It's chock full of stuff. The race levels, oh my god, everything's so beautiful and tight. A lot of stuff has returned from previous Mario Kart games again, and it's just, they did a very good job. It looks really sharp. It feels really well, even when you're playing in a handheld mode, because that's all I did so far is playing handheld mode, until a little bit later when I actually go and make my video, my first gameplay video of Mario Kart 8, which I will be doing soon. Probably after all my podcasting and stuff is done, then I can do a nice video recording of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and, you know, show off my skills, show off what stuff I have unlocked in the game, what you can do. I tried all my amiibos on it, and only one amiibo worked, and that was Zelda. I think it was Link. That was the only amiibo that actually worked with the game. And that was kind of a bummer, because you would think all these other amiibos would all work on this newer game, but apparently nope. So I'm wondering what amiibos do work with this Mario Kart game, because I don't know yet, and I'll probably find out shortly, because I'm sure it'll be on the internet sooner than later to see what kind of amiibos you can use. And basically, the amiibos, I think, give you costumes. At least the one amiibo that I got gave me this Link, like, camouflage costume, where I look like a camouflaged Link-type character. So, that's all that did. Like I said, the tracks, it is a fast-paced game. I've been cursing and cussing a lot because, man, I don't know if there's a difficulty mode in this game. I don't think there is. I think it's just what CC you're going at, from 50 to 150 to 200 CC on these Mario Kart courses. But these Mario Kart characters, no matter who they be, can be pretty rough competition. Just for the AI in general. I mean, they're badasses. I mean, they take you out like nothing. And then you got to catch up and they pass you by. I've been winning races, but then I've been losing a lot of races, and that pisses me off. Like, at the very last moment, this is a love-hate relationship with this game. Always at the last moment, I always get fucked sometimes by some of these characters, where they're just coming, they got a red shell waiting for me at the end or something, or a blue shell, and boom, right before I hit the finish line, and then they take me out, and then they go by, and then they win the race, and it's like, what? Sometimes it's like, they'll hit me like 2-3 times, and a whole bunch of them just go by me, and then I'm getting 5th, 6th, 8th place, and it's like, really? At the very end of the game, they shouldn't let them get any more items at the end of the game, or let them use the items at the end of the game. Well, that would be kind of sad if you couldn't use your items at the end of the game, but shouldn't be allowed to get new items at the end of the game. I don't know. But it's crazy. It's fun still, even though I've been cussing and going, what the fuck, and all that stuff. It's still a fun game. I haven't played it online yet. Haven't played it against a friend yet. But you never know. Maybe when I do this video, this first gameplay video, maybe I'll check out the online mode a little bit and see how it goes. Maybe we'll see how it runs, and how it runs with me racing somebody, if anybody's on there, depending on how the Nintendo internet connection is compared to to connect to people instead of doing AI. We'll find out, maybe. But like I said, it's been a game that I've been waiting for a while, since Zelda and all the other games that I've gotten for my Switch. This is my 4th game, too. So right now I have Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. I have Bomberman R, which is amazing for anybody who likes Bomberman. I have The Binding of Isaac, Afterbirth Plus. And now I have Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And then down the road, who knows what I'll have. I'll probably have the new Mario game, probably, most likely. If they have Mario Maker sometime come for the Switch, that would be cool. I'm sure there's going to be an Animal Crossing for the Switch. I'm hear that there might be a Pokemon game down the road in the works for the Switch. You know, all these first-party titles. Well, I shouldn't say all first-party, because Bomberman R and The Binding of Isaac are third parties, but a lot more first parties as well. So I'm just hoping that this Switch, because they're selling so many, they're selling millions of them already. They're hoping to sell at least 10 million sold by the end of this year. Now, if they get the 10 million, that would be cool, because then that means not just only them, but third parties will jump on board just to make some easy games. And I'm sure it's easier to make games for the Nintendo Switch than it is for a high-end console or PC. They could just make some awesome games that look great, that are easily ported down to the Switch, and give us some good third-party gaming action going on. I would like to see that. I hope that's true, because Nintendo's going to have a hard time selling Switches down the road if they don't have no new games for it. That's kind of their dilemma right now, because Nintendo used to be the pioneers. They used to be, I was actually reading the book, it's Console Wars, and I was reading about Nintendo, and I knew a lot already about some of their past and histories and stuff like that, but they were really brutal, especially with publishers. And I'm surprised any publisher would want to work with them anyways, you know, because of their pure Japanese-ish techniques and stuff, and they were just locking people in. They were like Apple. Like, I always make a comparison between Nintendo and Apple because they like locking people down into their proprietary conditions and softwares, locking them into their ecosystems like Apple does. If you want to make something for Apple, it's very hard to, you know, sometimes people make stuff for Apple and they're on there for a long time because, you know, first off, then you got to make it for Android, and then they're like, oh, and then sometimes Apple will make them people lock in so that they can't go anywhere else for a while, and, you know, it's a bummer, but Nintendo used to be that way. They used to be a monopoly, basically, in the gaming market, and they used to lock publishers into their ecosystem because they knew lots of people were playing Nintendo systems, and they said, hey, if you make this game or port this game to any other console or competitor, it's not going to be going well for you because we'll just drop you or whatever, and then you can't make any games or whatever, and then they limited the amount of games publishers could publish on their system. Nintendo was very bullish and brutal when it comes to that stuff, and they still kind of are in a lot of ways, in certain ways, on how they run that ecosystem, because Nintendo is the Apple of the gaming world. Even though we have an Xbox and a PlayStation, and of course the PC, which I consider also a gaming rig in itself, none of them compared to what Nintendo is. And Nintendo's been out there since the early days, right after, you know, Atari and all those other console makers failed to produce in America, and the console market went under and stuff, and nobody was playing games or buying games much anymore, and then Nintendo came in with the Nintendo NES system and showed them Mario Brothers and all that, and it went booming again, and then Nintendo revived the market, and here they are still today, still kicking ass, still taking names, still making a lot of hardware. Doesn't matter how much I complain about them or anybody else because, you know, their weird tactics and stuff, but they are a pure Japanese company with Japanese little bit of problems, and I'm hoping that they get more good games on this system. And you know, the strong sales right now when Switches are leaving store shelves still, like in gangbusters. I haven't checked out the local Best Buy in my area yet because there wasn't any movies or anything I needed to buy from there recently. So I don't know if they still have a lot of any Switches in stock. But I've still been hearing people out there saying, hey, I can't find a Nintendo Switch. When the last time I saw like a 10 to 12 Switches in the case, in the aisle, the last time I went there, which was a couple weeks ago, it could have changed. You know, maybe it changed. Maybe somebody heard my podcast and said, ooh, I got to get a Switch now because it's over at the Best Buy in Clarence or something like that. And, you know, who knows? Who knows? I don't know the story about that yet, but all I know is that they're saying they sold a lot. They sold through a lot, and they sold a lot of consoles, and that, you know, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is still the number one one-to-one product with the Switch sold. So there you go. There you have it. A lot of things. I'm looking forward to what future is for the Nintendo Switch, what the future holds for the Nintendo Switch, because it's just fun. It's fun. I'm hoping to see some good Mario parties coming out for it. I'm hoping maybe a Fortune Street might come out for it, because we did have a Fortune Street for the Wii. We didn't have any Fortune Streets or anything for the Wii U because that was not a very good console and it wasn't selling that much, but maybe we'll get one now for the Nintendo Switch. You never know. I'd love a Fortune Street game for the Switch. And I'm hoping that they bring out a virtual console soon so we can play like Super Mario World and stuff like that on the Nintendo Switch in its own ecosystem. That would be cool as well. That would be very cool. But like I said, right now, I'm happy with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which I've been playing hours and hours of. just racing around with my Mii character, getting bonked, bonking other characters, doing power slides, building up speed techniques and stuff like that, going through level, through CC. It's just been really fun. And I hope everybody enjoys when I do that first gameplay of it a little bit later today, because, you know, it's a fun game and I want to show it off to people. So there you have it. Those were the games that I, Mr. Mike, have played, basically. Haven't played any more Forza Horizon 3 yet. I'm looking probably forward to going back to that as well. Haven't played Skyrim in ages. And I still got a big back catalog of games on my Xbox One to play. I don't know when I'm getting back to that stuff, because I've been playing and obsessing over my Nintendo Switch for so long right now. You know, the hatred that I had for Nintendo, you remember? You can hear my early podcast, you can hear me just cussing them out, saying, what the hell is Nintendo doing? You know, since the Wii U came out, I'm like, oh, they're really fucking up. They're really screwing up. And now, even though a lot of people don't like a lot of the things that is, you know, that is the Switch. You know, a lot of people say, oh, the design is poorly made, poorly designed, the battery life is low. Even though I get a lot of battery life out of it, because usually I'm done playing doing my gaming before the battery goes out anyway, so I'm usually pretty good with that. I don't know about other people, but I get tired of continuously playing my Switch after a while. It's like, you gotta take a break. Gotta take a break after a couple hours. So then I put the Switch down, I plug it in and charge it up. You know, let it charge a bit, and, you know, I'll get back to the gameplay a little bit later. That's what you do when you're playing a handheld. If I wanted to play it for longer, I'd play it on the console. You know, I plug it into the dock and plug it into my TV and play it on the console. So, you know, but love them or hate them, Nintendo's got me again. I spent tons of money on Nintendo products and items lately. You know, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe being the newest thing, which I highly recommend getting. And I even went to McDonald's and bought some Nintendo. They got me buying some Nintendo, Chinese Nintendo toys from frickin' McDonald's. Which, you know, I don't really go to McDonald's because I don't really care for the food, but I got some stuff like this guy. One up. I'm getting one ups, folks. A lot of one ups. Yeah, I got this little one-up mushroom. He makes sounds and stuff. I got this Luigi in a pipe where he could shoot out of a pipe when you click on the back of it. That seems pretty dangerous. This Luigi toy, this Chinese Nintendo Luigi toy, looks like it could be a choking hazard or a poke-your-eye-out kid kind of a hazard. But still, all in all, it's a Nintendo McDonald's toy. And then I got Mario. Which Mario does this. Oh, wait. I got to turn Mario on first. Hold on 1 second, folks. Mario has a weird switch to him on the back. And it's kind of hard to turn on. But here we go. You hear that? It's hopping Mario. So he's hopping when he's jumping up and down. They got a little button on the bottom of Mario. And he can bounce. You know, stupid things like that. So I got Mario jumping, hopping Mario. I got Luigi come out of a pipe. I got the one-up mushroom. And I have Yoshi. Stick my tongue out, Yoshi. When you push down on his back, Yoshi's tongue sticks out. So now he's sticking out and hitting my microphone. So little stupid things like that. And oh, and the bottom of his shoes, they don't have anything under them. They're just like weird openings in the shoes. But, you know, they're cheap Chinese made, because it says they were all made in China. Yep, all made in China. Licensed by Nintendo for McDonald's. Made for McDonald's by Nintendo 2017. They're all marked. They're $1.99 each if you don't want to buy Happy Meals to get them. I couldn't find any other of the mushrooms or something. This is all they had at my local McDonald's where I went to. Because I asked the lady, oh, what kind of toys do you have here? And she's looking through. She actually dug through the mounds of toys in the restaurant to see what they had. And all she had was like the Mario, Luigi, 1-Up, and the Yoshi, which I bought them all, $1.99 each. And I did want the other Mario. I wanted Bowser. I wish I could have got Bowser. I don't know. If I go to another McDonald's sometime in the near future, maybe I could get a Bowser or something. I'll ask them if they have a Bowser or a clear Mario. I forgot what the clear Mario was. But, yeah, they even got me buying these stupid crappy, well, they're not crappy. They're pretty nice-ish looking, but cheapo Chinese toys. Way to go, McDonald's and Nintendo partnering up. And plus, I went to McDonald's anyways. I was going to go there anyways because I was heading over to my grandmother's house at the time. So it's not like I just made a trip out of nowhere just to go to a McDonald's, because I went there for a purpose. And that purpose was I wanted to get some chicken McNuggets and french fries because I didn't feel like cooking that day. And I was just building my grill that day because I built a grill. Well, I put together a grill, but still built. You can say built, but I put together a new grill that I got from online. And, you know, I was like, I'm too tired to do anything else. I don't want to cook dinner, but I have to go get my grandmother some eggs today, so I'll drop those off. And on the way, I'll go to the local McDonald's in her area and see what they got for Happy Meal toys, for the Nintendo toys, because I remember talking about them on the podcast. And I remember them showing them, and I'm like, why not? Why not? So this is like my little Beanie Baby craze. Wasted money on some cheap plastic, but hey, it's well worth it because I got these nice little guys here. And I'll probably put them up on a shelf somewhere or whatever. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You know, a guy wasting his money, 30-year-old man, buying little children's toys and wasting his money. Go figure. That's what a gamer is. But I'm a Nintendo fan, so why wouldn't I get this stuff? Damn, I wish I got Bowser. I gotta go find a McDonald's that has Bowser, maybe. it's not the most important thing. I could get Bowser otherwise. Because Bowser's cool, you know, he's a cool, cool dude. So why wouldn't anybody want to get Bowser? But now I got all I got on my office desk here in front of me, which you can't see personally, but I might take I'll take a picture of what my desk looks like here, my office desk here. And I'll show you guys on the Twitter when I tweet it out on what it looks like. Because all I got here, which is usually a clean desk and there's usually nothing on it, I got Nintendo Switch stuff here. I got a controller, game controllers. I got Amiibos on my desk. I got all my Chinese McDonald's Nintendo toys on my desk. I got a console. I've just got all this clutter all over this desk now. Which doesn't matter because it's all in the empty spots where it's usually empty. But still, I got all this stuff over here. It's like, wow, I just went crazy. I went crazy cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. No, for Nintendo stuff. So it's looking like Nintendo Mania over here. And I don't know. It's just craziness. It's just craziness in general. So like I said, I hate Nintendo, but yet I'm still drawn into Nintendo. And I, you know what, the Switch helped me greatly to join back up with Nintendo. And you know what, Nintendo, you did great on the Switch. I don't listen to anybody else, and sorry for zippering up my pouch here for my Nintendo Switch bag. But yeah, Nintendo, I have to admit, you guys did good with the Switch. I love my Switch. I haven't had any of the same problems as other people had with their Switches yet. You know, all their little minute problems. All I have been doing is having fun with my Nintendo Switch. I have never taken off the Joy-Cons and put them on their own Joy-Con remote or controller yet. Never used that yet. Never played with the Joy-Cons separated from the unit yet. The only time I ever play without those Joy-Cons is if I'm using the Pro Controller. That's how it's going for me. That's how it's been. So I haven't had any problems. And I love, and the mostly, which is strange, because you can use this, play this as a console. I've been playing my Nintendo Switch mostly as a handheld. It's been going everywhere. I've been playing it in the bedroom, playing it in my living room while I'm watching like South Park. I've been watching some South Park on TV that I've digitized from my DVD collection, which I'm still digitizing from my DVD collection. And all I've been doing is watching, listening to South Park and playing my Nintendo Switch, either it be Legend of Zelda or Binding of Isaac or Bomberman or, like I said, even Mario Kart 8. That's all I've been doing. Playing portable Nintendo Switch, and it's a great portable device. Very great portable device, and hey, why not? I spent $300 on it. Get my money's worth, plus all the other money I spent on this. I don't even want to go back to see how much money I spent on all this stuff yet, but it's worth it. It's fun. I'm having a great time. Trust me. It's going to be one of those gifts you probably, if you got kids or if you're just a kid at heart in general, you're going to want to get one of these Switches for yourself in the upcoming probably holiday season. If you're not ready to get it now, wait till Christmas. Ask for it for Christmas from your wife, your mother, your son, whatever. Ask for a Nintendo Switch. Get the games. Play them. Because it's just really fun and it's well worth it. It's definitely well worth it. I have to give my two thumbs up on a Nintendo Switch for this one. Because I've been just playing it nonstop since I got in back in March. Since March 3rd, I've been playing nothing but Switch. Went back to my Xbox for a little bit, but then slowly gravitated back to the Switch. It's crazy. But I know it's crazy, but it's that's how it's been going. I'm on that Nintendo bandwagon again, and I don't think I'll get off anytime soon. You know, even though we got months to go before the fall, before more real good Nintendo Switch games come out again, at least for what I'm going to be buying, because I'm not buying any more games or anything like that again until fall. So these four games in general will hold me over till fall easily. Easily. Yeah, and like I said, it's cutting even majorly cut into my Xbox gaming, which is surprising because, you know, I always talk about Xbox and I praise Nintendo and Xbox. Microsoft's my overseer, basically. They're my king, my emperor. And, you know, I love Microsoft so much and I love my Xbox One so much, and all I've been doing is playing Nintendo over my Xbox, which usually it's been nothing but Xbox. So it's been crazy. Oh, it's been crazy. It's been fun, crazy, and boy oh boy, Switch. And I know all these podcasts I've been doing, all you've been hearing is a lot of Switch news, which just to remind you, or not to remind you, but to just let you know, there's more Switch news in the games news. I should just call this the Switch Podcast. Why am I calling it the Games Attack Audiocast? It should be the Switch Attack Audiocast, or the Switch Cast. Because, shit, that's all I've been talking about is Nintendo Switch this, Nintendo Switch that. All I got is news of Nintendo Switch. Well, I got more news than that, but still. It's been just Switch-tastic for a few months now. It's crazy. Craziness, people. Craziness. I already told you guys about my McDonald's Mario mashup, and I purchased four of them. Plus more Mario, please. I wrote down that. I want more Mario. I love Mario. Mario! I like Mario and I'm friends. Yes, I can make a good Mario impression. Oh, Mario! I am Mario. Or do I sound like Luigi a little bit, don't I? Mario. Yeah, because I'm saying Mario. Luigi. Oh, Luigi. It's-a me. It's-a Mario. You know, trying out my Mario-tastic thing. So, I'm going to also be trying to play or get into Star Wars Empire at War. I did install it. I did try out my little test thing on trying to record it. Found out how to get it recording properly. I want to see if I can get back into playing, and I'm seeing if my friend will borrow me his old editions of Windows, his old Windows 95, 98, and stuff like that, so I can do maybe an emulator, or do a, what do you call it, Shoot. I'm trying to think of what it's called. Not a cloud, but a virtual machine. There we go. Like I said, too much stuff in my head to think. I want to try to do a virtual machine on my computer so I can install all those games on it, on the virtual machine, all the Command & Conquer Red Alerts and stuff, and then play them on that virtual machine and then do a recording of that virtual machine from my computer, and I should be well off. I should be doing it should be really good on how that all works. Hopefully. Just thinking. So that is my plan on how to be able to play and show off, you know, my Command & Conquer skills on my RTS skills and new videos when I get that. I'm almost thinking of VPNing right now, which, no, that's not what I'm talking about, but my virtual machine on. So I'm just waiting on my friend to get me some copies of either XP or 98, 95, stuff like that, and I'll install them on my virtual machine and install the games and see how well they run in that virtual environment, and then do a recording of that, capture of that, using my software. So, she'll be interesting, folks. Shall be very interesting. Nothing more in gaming that I have been doing. Like I said, I should be getting back to my Xbox soon, eventually. I'm looking forward to waiting. And it's coming up. It's going to be soon. You know, next month, May is almost here. And then the final episodes, I think. I don't know how many. Is it going to be the final episode? It should be coming up close to the final episodes of The Walking Dead Season 4, I think it is. 3 or 4, I forget. When The Walking Dead seasons are all done from Telltale, then eventually I'll get them. Even though I said I won't buy any more new games until fall, so I might wait till fall to play it. Those Telltale games. And maybe all the seasons for Guardians of the Galaxy will be done from Telltale, and then I'll buy those on top of it. So I'll have a lot of Telltale games to play during the fall time, the fall season this year, when that comes out. But I got a lot of back catalog games on my Xbox. Someday I gotta get at them. Someday I gotta start completing more games on my Xbox. Get that achievement score up more. It's been a while. Been a very long while. Nothing more to talk about, folks. What's going on with me and gaming and stuff like that. Why don't we just kick it up, listen to a nice little music break here, and then get into the news that is the games news, and we'll talk about whatever's in the games news, because there's a lot of, like I said, Nintendo news in the games news, and some other stuff. So we'll do that nice music break, and then the games news it is.
The games news from the past week.
And that sound is we are back. We are back with the games news. That is the games news of this fine show. And before we get into the real games news, I forgot to talk about this. I should have talked about this in the first half of the podcast, but, you know, I was ranting on about how much I love Nintendo, and you guys were getting sick of me talking about Nintendo and more Nintendo and more Nintendo, and then you guys turned off this podcast, and I just went, and then you turned it back on when you fast-forwarded through a lot of stuff, listening to the music. Now, looking forward to the other games news. Before I get to the games news, I was actually, I did do something else gaming-wise, sort of gaming-wise. I've purchased a subscription to GiantBomb.com, which if you guys love gaming and you listen to me, or even if you just heard of me and you just started listening to me, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of GiantBomb.com, a big gaming website, a very good gaming website by a group of people that have been around for a very long time. I like to talk about them sometimes. I like to read their news stories and stuff, and I like watching their quick looks and videos and stuff like that. They're a pretty good group of guys over there at Giant Bomb. And, you know, I've been saying, well, they got some premium content because they sell a subscription to their site, so if you want to listen to something or watch a special video that they do, sometimes they put them behind their paywall, their premium, for their premium members, and they do other stuff. And they also take off ads off the site, which I don't really care about because I never see their ads anyways. But, you know, I said, well, whatever their next sale is, because they usually have a sale once in a while during a year or something like that where you can get a Giant Bomb subscription for a year really cheap. I said, when they have another Giant Bomb sale, you know, exclusive or premium sale, I'm going to go and buy a subscription for a year. And sure enough, they had a premium subscription membership sale going on. I don't know if it's still going on. It might be. So whenever you listen to this, you might want to hurry up and either renew your subscription to GiantBomb.com if you already have it, or maybe get a subscription if you're interested. You know, look at their content that they have for you guys. It's free. They're freely open content. Watch some videos and stuff. See if you're interested in it. And then maybe subscribe, and you can see all the other cool stuff that they got that is behind their semi-paywall. If you're big into watching game videos and stuff like that, because it's a really great group of people that deserve some, that I want to help out a little bit. You know, try it out once. I go to my friend's house, and he has a Giant Bomb subscription for a long time. And I usually watch the premium videos at his house, and I'm like, one day I would get one, but I didn't want to spend like 30, 40 bucks on it. Now it's like 29 bucks for the subscription. I'm like, okay, 29 bucks is good. It was like $49.99 for the year or something before, and now it's like $29.99. I said, you know what? Even though money's a little tight, you know, I'm going to go ahead, plop down my credit card, and buy your subscription to GiantBomb.com for premium content. Even though I'm not a competitor. I'm just a guy that has fun. You know, I'm not competing with anybody. I just like to do podcasts and stuff. Until I start making my own t-shirts and trying to make money off of doing what I do, then I would still promote Giant Bomb because they've been around for a while and I love what they do. And they deserve, every penny they make. And more. You know, they do a great job of what they do. And they're not just a bunch of just regular YouTubers out there. They've been around. They made a business a long time ago when I was young, when I was still in, like, middle high school, listening to them on podcasts and stuff, when they were a part of their own Whiskey Media brand, when they used to have, like, their own comics.com, comixology.com, or whatever it was called, and they had GiantBomb.com, and a whole bunch of great stuff. And I said, you know what? Might as well do it. My friend's going to be surprised because he thought I would never purchase a subscription to a website like this or any website. So he's going to be having a little bit of a heart attack when I see him next time and I tell him, hey, I got a Giant Bomb subscription. and he would never guess it. But, you know, just wanted to point that out to you guys. JohnBomb.com, I love what they do. I do a little similar stuff that they do, but just, you know, minute, small, you know, plus more. Okay, on to the games news, folks. Just wanted to point that out. It's just been something that, you know, recently happened. I'm like, you know what? Maybe other people might want to hear about John Baum if you haven't heard about them yet. You know, not just that. Go to juju2cast.com. That is my network, the Juju2cast network for gaming, videos, and technology, etc., 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 because I do a lot of those too. So Mario toys now available in McDonald's Happy Meals. I already talked about this when I told you guys that I got these, so maybe I didn't talk about the Happy Meal thing, but oh well, I'm telling you now, because this is a main story, and I'm like, wait a second, didn't I just talk about that earlier? Well, apparently I didn't. Apparently that wasn't in the news last week of the Games Attack news, and I guess it's in this news. So Mario toys now available at McDonald's Happy Meals. So Nintendo and McDonald's have joined forces to put Mario toys into Happy Meals from April 26th to May 22nd. So you got a lot of time to get those Mario toys. I got a lot of time to get my Bowser. So there are 8 different toys, including Mario, got it, Luigi, got it, Bowser, want it, Yoshi, got it, Princess Peach, I could get her maybe, Invincible Mario, I want it, 1-Up, a 1-Up Mushroom, got it, and a Red Koopa Shell, don't really care about it. Invincible Mario will light up in different colors, which that's pretty cool. And Nintendo teased a similar special function in each of the other toys, which, shit, yes, I told you guys, I got the 1-Up right here, and it makes the 1-Up noise. And I got Mario, which I'm not going to turn on because he's hard to turn on and off. He makes the whoop, whoop noise when he's bouncing. And Luigi, he just jumps out of a pipe, and Yoshi, you just push down to stick out his tongue. You know, easy, stupid, simple stuff like that. Nintendo is always looking for ways to expand its brand, and a partnership with the family-friendly McDonald's restaurants felt like a great fit. Nintendo of America sales and marketing supervisor Doug Bowser, his name is Doug Bowser, stated in a statement, like Mario, Happy Meals are something both kids and parents grew up with. You can also enter a sweepstakes for this to win a Nintendo Switch and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe using the McDonald's app to scan your meal, and you will get one sweepstakes entry or two entries if it's a Happy Meal. There will only be 100 winners in all, so good luck, people. Good luck at getting this stuff, because, you know, or you could just wait and spend $299.99 and buy a Nintendo Switch and then spend another $60 and get Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. You know, that's another alternative, I guess. But only 100 winners, that's not many. That's not many at all, but good luck, people. I did not download the McDonald's app. I don't want to McDonald's app on my phone because I'm not particularly fond of McDonald's, but you know, I just wanted the toys and stuff, and I already got a Switch, so oh well. So Nintendo will continue to support the 3DS, they state, all the way up until 2018. So they will continue to support 3DS in 2018. So everybody's thinking, oh, are they going to shut down the 3DS? Nope. They'll continue in 2018, they stated. So Nintendo will continue to announce games for the Nintendo 2DS / 2DS XL and the new 3DS XL line of handheld systems, according to Nintendo of America President Reggie Fils-Aimé. We will certainly be announcing new titles for the 3DS platform, and we'll do that continuously, Fils-Aimé stated to press. Some things that will be announced at E3, there will be some that will announce after E3. For us, E3 is an important event, but it's not the one defining moment, he stated. Obviously, with Nintendo Direct, we're creating means to speak directly to our consumer base. We want to provide news and information when we believe it's the most relevant. So, folks, you can continue, I guess, to buy those 3DSs and 2DSs and stuff, even though in my notion, now that we got the Switch out, which is a console handheld hybrid, I wouldn't be reading too much into that story. I still foresee an early outing of all that is a handheld with that. Because you got a handheld. It's called the Switch. It's a bigger handheld, but it's still a handheld. And it's also a console all in one. So I pretty much believe that we will be seeing the soon end of the 3DS and 2DS and all those S's in the near future. Like I said, they said 2018, so we'll see. We'll see. Probably 2018 to 2019, depending on how fast and rapidly the Switch grows in popularity and how many games are being bought on that compared to a 3DS and stuff. We'll find out on who's making games for what. So the new 2DS XL already has a cool special edition in Japan. The sudden announcement of the new version of the 2DS and the new 2DS XL has been followed up by word that a special edition is on its way, at least only in Japan for right now. And the new 2DS, it's pretty, pretty. It's pretty, it looks pretty good. It looks like a 3DS, but in a 2DS. It's a 2DS because it doesn't have any of the 3D capabilities, but it's in a 3DS type of a shell. So, you know, because they gave up, Nintendo's basically has given up on the 3D notion of, you know, the 3DS and 2DS, because nobody uses that function. I barely use the 3DS function in the 3D. Even though I could see the 3D in the 3DS, it was still one of those things where, why are we still doing this? You know what I mean? Even though I did use it, but eh. So, the Sunnet, like I said, this Dragon Quest themed liquid metal slime system is black and gray, with the face of a slime on the rear of the top screen. On the back of both halves of the system are a series of Dragon Quest, soluities, showing weapons and slimes. The inside features a plain black look, with a lone slime adorning the area just below the D-pad. In addition to the system itself, buyers will receive a special Dragon Quest theme for their system menus, and a copy of Dragon Quest, what is that, 5XI? Nintendo will launch the special edition system in Japan on July 29th for 22,480 yen. About $202 American if we wanted to buy it here. There's not yet any word of international releases of this product. Given Dragon Quest popularity in Japan relative to the rest of the world, this is something you may only be able to get your hands on by importing it. Nintendo announced the new 2DS XL overnight. It's just on par with the new 3DS XL in terms of power and plays all the same games that you can play on the 3DS XL. But it lacks the system's 3D capabilities, which nobody uses. It launches on June 15th in Australia and New Zealand. Well, the US and the UK will have to wait until July 28th to get that new 3DS or new 2DS XL. So you gotta wait. And like I said, it doesn't have that like the original 2DS, it's just was two screens and you couldn't close it up or anything. It was just one solid piece to make that 2DS, which I thought was kind of stupid. Now it's gonna be able to be closed just like its 3DS counterpart, which I think they did a good job on. And they should have did beforehand, but I guess they wanted to make it look more kid-friendly. The NES Classic Edition has shipped 2.3 million units worldwide before its cancellation. So following the NES Classic Edition's discontinuation earlier in the month, Nintendo has revealed just how many units of the specialty hardware were shipped around the world. Speaking to press, Nintendo of America president Reggie Fils-Aimé revealed that the Nintendo sold in 2.3 million units worldwide since the system's launch on November 11, 2016. For those unfamiliar, sell-in means units shipped to retailers to be sold through consumers. In January, Nintendo revealed it had sold through 1.5 million NES Classic Edition units, which means at least 65% of the current worldwide ship number was sold through as of February 1st, 2017. Fizume didn't offer any input through numbers. However, he did note that the NES Classic was originally planned to be a product for this past holiday. We didn't anticipate just how incredible the response would be, but once we saw that response, we added shipments and extended the product for as long as we could to meet more of that demand, Fizume stated. Fizume also explained the company's thinking behind the decision to discontinue the product while demand still existed for it. And this is his own personal take on it. We understand that some people were frustrated about not being able to find a system, but for us, we need to make sure we manage all of our resources in an effective way, he stated. Fizume went on to note that at the same time, we were facing the surcharging demand for the NES Classic. We were also preparing to launch the Nintendo Switch, and so as Nintendo saw the demand, we saw the excitement for the Switch. In fact, we were able to increase our production and largely sold through 2.7 million Switch units. And you know what, folks? I think it's still a backhanded, and this is where I go on to the anti-Nintendo rave right now. I still think that Nintendo was short-sighted on this, and I think all this messaging was stupid because I'm pretty sure they could have just still continued to make Nintendo Classics if they wanted to. You know, ship them out, have them being made at another company. You know, prepare another company for them. And, start making them again and put them out there. Because, you know, that's not good business when most of your customers that want your product can't get your product in the first place because all the scalpers buy all these Nintendo NES Classics and try to sell them for ridiculous prices. And then you're going to lose those main base of people, and then they're going to go off and do other things and maybe make their own backwards compatible machines, you know, just saying. So it's not really good when you're trying to make it sound like, well, we gotta keep our resources for the Switch and add them over here. Well, they should all be on separate production lines, right? So technically, you're not wasting anything until you go over there and sabotage something. So there you have it for that. So, I wish I got, like I said, I think I talked about this on the one podcast that I did, the One Games Attack or GG2Cast, AudioCast, or both, that I think it was last week I tried to go to a Best Buy. I tried to see if they had any Nintendo Switches available. I forgot when it was. It was either Monday or Sunday. I think it was a Monday. And I tried to look. I wonder if there's any Nintendo Switches available. Or not Switches, a Nintendo NES Classics, because I heard Best Buy was going to get them in. And then I found out when I got there, like 30 minutes before the gates opened, and there was a bunch of people standing outside. A big fat guy came out and said, well, we gave away all the tickets to the Nintendo NES Classic to people because they came earlier, blah, 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 and all this BS stuff. And, you know, since that time, I'm like, okay, I guess I don't got an NES Classic, and I guess I'm never going to get one. And now with their Illuminated, as we hear, making the Super NES Classic, they better have more to be stocked so we can actually get that, and we don't have to go through the whole debacle again like we did with the Classic NES system. Excuse me, getting a little late. So Nintendo Switch sells 2.74 million units in under a month. which is very, very good, and very good for Nintendo. A very good sign for the Nintendo Switch. Nintendo has announced that its new Switch console had sold 2.74 million units worldwide in less than its first month of sale. Nintendo announced that the figure is the year-end earnings release, which it calls a promising start for the console. Nintendo President Tetsumi Kimishima, originally expected to ship 2 million units of the console in its first month. It also revealed that The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild for the Switch has sold 2.76 million copies, meaning 20,000 more units of Zelda have been sold than there were Switches in the wild, meaning people are buying some for collector's purposes. Perhaps tellingly, Nintendo has also pointed out the launch game went to Switch, stating that it was generating buzz but did not receive any sales figures on that. Nintendo expects to sell 10 million units of the Switch hardware in the next year, although 35 million consoles alongside 35 million software sales. If that came to pass, the Switch would come more close to outselling the Wii U's 13.56 million lifetime sales in just over a year, which would be very impressive. The Wii U itself has not fared so well, selling out 760,000 units as it sees production alongside software sales of 14.8 million units. As for Zelda on the Wii U, the game has so far sold 1.08 million units, bringing it up to 3.84 million units across all platforms, I guess it's sold. So yeah, a lot of Zelda sold, mostly on the Switch and a little bit on the Wii U, because don't forget that game came out on both Switch and Wii U. And if you were a Wii U purchaser, you're probably not purchasing a Switch anytime soon. Just saying. The next story. Controversial Sega CD game Night Trap getting a new release on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. So if you ever wanted to try out that horrid game, as I hear it was called, Night Trap, from back in, what was it, the early 90s, came out for the, what was it, the Sega CD or something like that? Or it could have been, what, this Master System? I don't know. We'll find out. But they're bringing it back, I guess. They're going to bring it back, and it's going to be out for the Xbox One and the PS4. So, I guess, okay. So, the Night Trap is getting remastered and re-released this year on the PS4 and the Xbox One. Developer Screaming Villains has announced Night Trap 25th Anniversary Edition. The remaster of this live-action game featuring full-motion video or full-motion... I already said FMV or full-motion video is set to release soon. Spring in the United States and Europe in general, which spring has sprung already, folks. Originally launched for the Sega CD. Oh, there we go. For the Sega CD back in 1992, Night Trap has shown up on other platforms throughout the years, like PC and 3DO. This game also was controversial back in the early 90s, being part of the U.S. congressional hearings over mature video game content. Night Trap follows five teenage girls who find themselves attacked by vampires, which I didn't know that. I thought they were attacked by something else, but I guess they're being attacked by vampires. It's up to players to protect them. Limited Run Games will also release a physical version of Night Trap, which is also going to be considered the 25th anniversary edition for the PlayStation 4, which, why didn't they come out with one for the Xbox One? I don't know. Maybe Microsoft's being smart in this one, and they just don't care if people have that or not. I don't know. Just saying. Just saying, and I don't even know what I did there. I had something going on and kind of screwed it up. So, a teenager gets 2 years in jail for hacks against Xbox Live and others. So, crime, like always, does not pay. That's why nobody should do any crimes like this. A UK teenager, of course a teenager, is going to jail for 2 years for creating a program that resulted in more than 1.7 million attacks on Xbox Live, Minecraft, and TeamSpeak, according to The Guardian. Anna Mudd created the Titanium Stressor program used in reported attacks when he was 16, according to the report via Eurogamer. He sold the program to unnamed cyber criminals, allegedly earning himself more than $386,000. Mudd, who is now 20, apparently pleaded guilty to the charges, which included one count for committing unauthorized acts of intent to impair the operation of computers. One court is making, an article for use in an offensive contrary to the Computer Misuse Act, and one count of concealing criminal property. The presiding judge, Michael Topluski, stated that the sentence needed to have a real element of deterrent, stating that it wouldn't, and excuse me for this, folks, because I am falling asleep, so my eyes are bouncing all around here for some reason. They're just going boink, 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 just like Mario. So, realized, stating that it wouldn't be less than a term, as Mudd's counsel, Ben Cooper, had asked it for it. According to the report, Cooper stated that Mudd was sucked into the cyber world of online gaming and was lost in the alternative reality after withdrawing from school because of bullying. So I guess he was being bullied and now he's trying to bully the internet, which you don't do because then you get in trouble and locked away like you just did for 2 years. Let's see here. So according to The Guardian, Mudd showed no emotion as he was sent to a young offender institution. The report goes on that the court heard that Mudd, who lived with his parents, had previously had an undiagnosed Asperger syndrome and was more interested in status in the online gaming community than the money. According to the report, Mudd's carried out 594 DDoS attacks against 181 IP addresses running from December 2013 through March 2015. The game RuneScape... The game RuneScape was targeted, facing 25,000 attacks. The report stated the game's publisher reported spending $6 million trying to prevent DDoS attacks. That's pretty sad. People paying to stop these kids from fucking up the internet, fucking up our gameplay online. That's not cool. That's definitely not cool at all. Anybody could agree with that. Okay, and more games news, or more gaming news. Microsoft's gaming division increases revenue in its third quarter. Microsoft has reported its financials on the third quarter, January 1st, 2017, through March 31st of the fiscal year of 2017, showing a revenue increase for its gaming division. Go figure. Of course it is, because gaming is big. Gaming makes money. The company's gaming business showed a 4% increase in revenue compared to the same period last year to $1,928 billion. So 1,000, or is it one? Oh, it's not 1,000. Sorry, couldn't read it. Just me and my sleepiness. Sorry, X-nay that. It's 1.98. I don't know. I don't like how they do this stuff. It's $1.928 billion. The Xbox software and services showed a 7% increase, driven by a continued adoption of digital distribution and a strong game lineup, according to Microsoft. And two, when people are buying games nowadays, a lot of people, me not always included, but there are people that buy a lot of digital games and stuff and a lot of cloud stuff and internet, Xbox Live and all in, and why not? It just helps Microsoft a lot with all that money. So I could see that happening. And it's pretty cool that their gaming division's making money for the company and not losing it like other divisions and other people are. You know what I mean? I don't know. I know what I mean. So Dead Space 2 and 3 added to Xbox backwards compatible. Let me read this again because I cannot read apparently when I'm super tired. And like I said, I shouldn't be tired because, I don't know, I'm just going crazy here. Dead Space 2 and 3 added to Xbox One backwards compatibility list. So both Dead Space 2 and Dead Space 3 from EA's Visceral Games, originally on the 360, are now playable on the Xbox One via backwards compatibility and digital purchase. Also available via backwards compatibility are four Cabela's games from Activision, Alaskan Adventure, Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2013, Cabela's Hunting Expeditions, and Cabela's Survival Sock. And don't forget, people, because I was wondering this originally, the original Dead Space on the 360 is also backwards compatible on Xbox One, so you can hit play 1, 2, and 3 of Dead Space and not have to worry about it not being compatible, because they're all compatible. I forgot the original Dead Space was backwards compatible for a very long time. Very, very long time. So Infinite Mini Golf puts over to consoles this spring. So Zen Studios has announced that its Infinite Mini Golf game currently on the Steam's Early Access is heading over to consoles this spring. VR users will get a little bonus experience as well. With the inclusion of virtual reality support for the PC and the PlayStation 4 versions of the game. In addition to the PC version, the game will increase will be released on the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the Nintendo Switch, apparently. So that's interesting. As you can see in the trailer, well, when you see the trailer for Infinite Mini Golf, players have a wealth of customization options available to them in both course creation and as well as tweaking their golfing avatar. Infinite Mini Golf will support the PlayStation VR, Oculus Rift, and the HTC Vive. So a lot of support there for this game and its stupid 3D mode, which I'm surprised people are still behind. They shouldn't be, but they are. So, in the final news story, folks, of this fabulous Games Attack show, Burnout creators announced a new car crashing game, Danger Zone, which makes me really giddy in the pants. Danger Zone is a new vehicular destruction game from Three Fields Entertainment, which has been announced. Releasing for the PC via Steam and PlayStation 4 next month. Priced at $12.99. Danger Zone puts players in a virtual crash test facility that features 20 single-player crash test scenarios, each with its own distinct layout. In the game, which is built in the Unreal 4 engine, or Unreal Engine 4, players are tasked with driving into the junction to create the biggest collision they can. Even though cars are involved in the crash, the player will earn a smash breaker, which turns their car into a bomb that can be triggered to explode on command. I wonder what this sounds like, where this is coming from. Well, let me guess, a lot of Bomberman games. Go figure. Points are awarded for the number of cars crashed. The bonus points can be earned by pushing cars off the road or exploding them, while a smash breaker danger zone will also feature leaderboards for allowing, as I can keep talking here. We are going back to our roots, they state, by creating a game in a genre we are truly passionate about. Studio founder and CEO Fiona Sperry. Founded by Sperry. I don't know who Sperry is. And Alex Ward, the creators of the critically acclaimed Burnout franchise, after departing Creation Games in 2014 to open Three Fields Entertainment, Sperry and Ward announced they were working on a spiritual successor to the Burnout series, which I'm guessing this is kind of it for now. Last year, the studio had launched a unique golfing game called Dangerous Golf, as well as an arcade-style shooter titled Lethal VR. And that was the final news story, folks. Yes, we got through it. Yes, I was a bit tired. And I admit it, and I'm sorry for that. But we got through it. Now I just got to get through making these two podcasts editable. Edit these things. This one, the Games of Tech AudioCast, and the Juju2Cast AudioCast, which is my other podcast here on the Juju2Cast Network. Got to edit them both, upload them. And wait for the fun to start. I'm getting really tired, folks. Really tired. And I'm even though sad that, you know, not giving you my 100%, but I'm giving you my 84% of what I'm doing right now. So I'm sure that's okay for you. But next time, gotta try to not get as tired when I'm doing a podcast. But that's what seems to happen. Especially when it's late, and it's like 11 o'clock at night right now, so go figure. Of course I'm tired. So I'm probably not going to play any of that Mario Kart tonight. I'll probably have to wait till the AM to play me some first gameplay of Mario Kart Deluxe, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. So, as you're hearing that, hearing everything else, I am out of here, folks. It's time for me to get all this stuff done and then hit the hay because, shit, I am tired. You don't know how tired I am. I am so tired. And I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing me saying that. So, like always, thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening to anything or watching anything that I do out in the Juju2Cast Network universe. Feel free, email me at corecast2011@gmail.com. That is corecast2011@gmail.com for any comments or questions that you may, concerns you may have heard or want me to do on the show or shows or whatever, feel free to email me at corecast2011@gmail.com. I like that a lot. Contact me. I'll answer back. Also, I'll answer back if you tweet me on Twitter. My handle is at Juju2Cast. My Twitter handle is at Juju2Cast. I am Mr. Mike. At Juju2Cast. So the at symbol JUJU2CAST at Juju2Cast is the Twitter handle where I can contact you guys back with any questions you may have or you guys got answers for me. I love reading them. And like always, tell a friend, family member, a sleepy man, a golfing man, a small wiener man. I don't know. I'm just talking out of my ass now. visit my website. Everybody, pass the news along. Visit my website at juju2cast.com. That is juju2cast.com. The Juju2Cast Network of things. I would be glad to have anybody that wants to try, you know, listen to my podcasts, whatever gaming with me on my Nintendo Switch or my Xbox One, feel free to send me whatever. So that's it, because I'm falling asleep here and I'm making no sense whatsoever in this podcast. And if this was supposed to be a podcast on not making a lick of sense, I would be pretty big on that. So everybody, I want to say game on, game hard, World Conquest, we're pushing this button. And we're shutting down this show. Catch you next time, folks. Next weekend, probably a whole slew of new games to play. Goodbye.